Our first half, was less than satisfactory, but full credit to Salford. They, kicked well and they completed all their sets, and we did exactly the opposite in the first half.
Is it the kind of game you expected in these conditions against opposition like Salford?
Oh, Salford have been going okay. They had a good win last week, and some handy plays, and unfortunately today, we were off our game a little bit, and full credit to Salford.
I think a lot of people might have been surprised that Salford would be able to get the ascendancy so easily. They completed an awful lot of sets in comparison to you in that first half, didn't they? They had an awful lot of the ball.
Yeah, our completion rate was way down, and that was disappointing, but I thought we defended okay. Salford had a lot of possession on our own try line, and I actually thought we defended okay there, and to keep them scoreless in the second half was pleasing.
So what were the words to the players at half-time? Was it simply a matter of refocusing?
Oh, you don't have to be a rocket science, I suppose, Chris, to work out that, our ball control was not up to first-grade standard, and, we needed to fix that up, and, I was confident if we could fix that up, we'd score some points.
And you came up not only by scoring points in the second half, but a watertight second half as well. You kept Salford scoreless second period. That must have been pleasing in these hot conditions.
Yeah, it was. The key now is to try and put two halves together like we had been doing in recent weeks. So, we got off to a very poor start today. And, full credit to the boys in the second half. They did what we needed to get the win. And as I said, last year, we would have lost that game. In fact, Salford did beat us here last year. So, there is signs of improvement there. And, I've been told a long time ago that, you don't overreact to a win or a loss. So we're doing the best we can.
I think a lot of people, again, in the Rovers side, they went into the game under a cloud because of sickness. How much do you think the conditions may have aggravated that condition during the game? Or were you quite happy with their fitness levels being able to see them through today?
Yeah, the boys are real that play today. There's no excuses, for them. And, once you take the field, Chris, you expected to play at 100%. We did lose Jordan Cox, Ivan Tumavava and Sean Gleeson illness. And but the rest that were ill during the week played, and, there's no excuses.
What about your interchanges in this game? Again, talk about conditions, warmest day of the year. Mickey Pear had a very short spell in the first half, came on, had a long spell second half. Was that all pre-planned?
Oh, look, sometimes you need to play as you see it, but, we planned on that today. We knew it was going to be hot, and, we knew the heat would take hours. So, unfortunately, Mickey's first stint, all we did was defend. I think the play count was 2-1, in their favour, and poor Mickey had to do an awful lot of defence.
Very lucky to have a confident player, and a player who can get hold of the game by the scruff of the neck, in Travis Burns. And in the second half, he really did that, didn't he? It looked, when he scored his try, as if that was a try of a confident player.
Yeah, he's a good player, Travis. He would be the first to admit that he wasn't his best today, but class players can produce something special when it's needed, and he produced that today.
Josh Hodgson playing his 100th game for Hull Kingston Rovers this afternoon. What does he give to the team and to the club?
Yeah, he's just a very good, honest player. And again, today, I thought he was pretty pleased with his performance. I probably would suggest he doesn't try and run around a fullback near the sideline again. But apart from that, he's progressing really well, and, he's taking his game to the next level.
The role of the hooker has changed widely since he first started as a professional player, and he's adopted like a duck to water, hasn't he, really?
I just think with Josh, with his physicality and with his skill, he can play a number of different positions. And, if I was picking a representative side, he'd be the type of player that I'd be picking first in my 17, because he can cover, loose forward, he can cover an edge, he can cover, dummy half, he can even cover front row if he really had to. So, he's pretty valuable to us.
So you're a happy coach this afternoon?
Oh, look, I'm never happy, but, I'm pleased that we got 2 points, and, we'll work hard over the next couple of weeks and turn up, and do the best we can.
You've got a blank week, of course, next weekend, and then you take the trip to Warrington, a team very much in form, a team who have beaten Wigan, beaten Leeds as well in recent weeks. Very tough opposition, it goes without saying.
Yeah, it goes without saying. They're a quality side, and they've got class, right around the park. So, we've got a couple of weeks, so we'll dust ourselves off, and we'll go through our review process from this game, and then we'll look forward to playing Warrington.
What about injuries from today? I noticed Corey Patterson was limping quite heavily.
Yeah, he's hurt his knee there, and he'll go off for scans, and you know, keep our fingers crossed it's not too serious.
At this stage, how worried are you?
Oh, look, at this stage, it's probably a month out of action, so our medical staff seem to think so. But we won't know for sure until we get some scans.
What about other injuries from today?
Nothing too serious. Obviously, Corey's the main one with that knee problem. So yeah, the rest of those boys that played today, you know, should be available for selection, you know, in a couple of weeks' time.
And what about the bug that's been going around the camp? Do you think you've seen the last of it?
Yeah, I hope so. It's been a bit debilitating, and you know, I haven't really seen anything like this before where, you know, 8-9 players come down ill. So, you know, let's keep our fingers crossed that we've seen the end of it.
To diversify, just for a moment, in midweek, Graham Horn was announced as extended his contract with Hull Kingston Rovers. How significant is it that he was the first player to extend his contract with the Robins?
Oh, it's just pleasing to have him on board. He's, you know, good club man. He's honest and he's full of integrity, and he can cover a number of different positions for us. So, you know, we're very pleased to have Graham on board for at least another 2 years.
In midweek, last week, a story appeared in the local media that Hull Kingston Rovers were interested in Ben Cockayne at Wakefield. First, has that progressed any further? And second, how high on your list of priorities is the acquisition of another wing three-quarter?
Chris, you know me better than that. I don't comment on retention recruitment whatsoever.